The resolutions are the policy statements of this organization. They are some of the policies which guide the decisions of the board and the executives through the course of the year. These are resolutions, some of the things that you are telling us you want to see done. Whether we can accomplish them or not is another matter, but we will endeavor to do the will of the resolution if you pass it. If you don't pass it, then we do other things. But this is your policy statement, because they become the policy statements of this organization. Having said that, I want to give to you for the report from the Resolutions Committee, David Stayer. David?
All right. The Resolutions Committee met over breakfast, and we had to ask fellow federations to shut up. We didn't quite put it that way, but it was close. There are two resolutions. Let me tell you what they're about, and then I'll have Ray Wayne read them. The first resolution deals with the Matilda Ziegler Publishing Company's decision as of November to discontinue Braille, cassette, and audio diskette for the magazine. All right, let's deal with that one first. The committee recommends do pass. The committee recommends do pass. I'm going to ask Ray Wayne to read it since he has it in his Braille Sense or whatever, I think. Right, Ray?
Yeah. Braille Sense plus B32.
Okay. All right, I guess this will be resolution 2009-01.
Yes.
Whereas in 1907, Mrs. Matilda Ziegler endowed the Matilda Ziegler Magazine for the Blind, in parentheses, Ziegler Magazine, with the wish that blind and visually impaired people may receive accessible reading material free of charge, and whereas now published and circulated 12 times per year by the Matilda Ziegler Publishing Company for the Blind, Incorporated, here I referred to hereafter as Ziegler Publishing, in Braille, on audio cassette, on diskette, and via email, the Ziegler Magazine has provided valuable reading material, both of general interest and specifically related to blindness, to tens of thousands of blind and visually impaired persons throughout the United States and the world, and has provided a means for such persons to communicate with one another and share ideas. And whereas for many of its readers, the Ziegler Magazine has been their primary and even their only source of accessible general interest reading material, and their primary or only means of communicating with other blind and visually impaired people in their own countries and throughout the world. And whereas in its October 2009 issue, the Ziegler Magazine announced that the board of directors of the Matilda Ziegler Foundation for the Blind, which funds Ziegler Publishing, had decided to discontinue the Braille, audio cassette, and diskette issues following the November 2009 issue, and further to eliminate publication of articles of general interest, limiting its publication to blindness-related subject matter. And whereas, if this plan is implemented, blind and visually impaired persons will not have independent access to the Ziegler Magazine unless they are in possession of or have access to a computer with screen reading technology or Braille output. And whereas many Ziegler Magazine readers, especially senior citizens and those residing in developing countries, do not have access to the internet or to email, and whereas of those who do have some access to the internet or email. Many have such access only at a stationary location, often outside their homes, and therefore will have no access to the Ziegler magazine in a portable format. And whereas the board of directors of the Ziegler Foundation attributes its decision to eliminate the Braille audio cassette and diskette editions of the Ziegler magazine to difficult economic times, yet, according to official documents filed with the United States government, the Ziegler Foundation, as of 2007, had an endowment of $21 million and annual operating expenses for the Ziegler magazine of $500,000, thus calling into question the necessity for so drastic a reduction in the publication and distribution of the Ziegler magazine. And whereas it is particularly ironic that the members of the board of directors of the Ziegler Foundation would decide to eliminate a portable and widely circulated Braille publication in the year of the celebration of the 200th anniversary of the birth of the inventor of the Braille code. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State in convention assembled this 25th day of October 2009 in the city of Albany, that this organization condemn and deplore the decision of the members of the board of directors of the Ziegler Foundation to eliminate the Braille audio cassette and diskette editions of the Ziegler magazine, and be it further resolved that we call upon the members of the board of directors of the Ziegler Foundation to reconsider their decision and to work cooperatively with the blind and visually impaired community to develop means by which the Ziegler magazine may continue to fulfill the will of its founder to provide valuable reading material to blind and visually impaired persons. The end.
Committee recommends do pass.
I have a motion to adopt this resolution. A second. Is there a discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? This resolution is adopted.